This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Islam is it's a religion. It's not just a religion, it's a complete way of life. It's an active part of our life. You know, Islam is not like the brother was saying, it's not like any other religion. It's not just certain rituals, certain forms of worship, certain modes of worship, certain things you do just once a week or once a year. Ramadan comes, then yeah, we think, okay, now it's a cultural thing. You know, in some communities, iftar is like a party. Yeah, iftar is like a party. I was in Syria when I was studying. I used to see there are people there, they have nothing whatsoever. You know, they do the iftar, they fast, they open their fast, and then they watch dramas all night long. Syrian TV used to give the top dramas in Ramadan. Soap operas. In Ramadan. And they make it slightly Islamic. You know, somebody's just come back from the mosque and, you know, things like that. No, seriously, they have, you know, they have these soaps, you know, they made it slightly Islamic. And they don't pray Tarawih, you know, but they fast. A lot of them fast. Now, fasting is more like a cultural thing. You know, everybody's after Asr, there's so much traffic and all the food and, you know, preparation, family. I'm not saying it's not allowed. You should invite and you should open fast with your fellow Muslim brothers. But it's, the religious significance is lost. You go Maghrib, there's four people. Everybody's busy eating and the family and nobody's in the masjid. It's more cultural than Islamic. There'll be people fasting, right, who will not be praying no salah. There'll be people who, sisters who will not even be covering their head, but they're still fasting. Picking and choosing parts of the book of Allah. Allah says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Do you believe in parts of the book and you leave other parts? This is what you call a partial Muslim or a quarter time Muslim or a half time Muslim. Allah tells us, enter into Islam totally. Submit. Islam means submission, brothers and sisters. That's what Islam means. You know, we say Islam means peace. Yeah, one of the meanings is peace, right? It is one of the meanings. But the word Islam really is submission. You know, aslama Muslim is a person of submission. Muslim, the translation of Muslim is not a peaceful person. The literal translation. You have aslama yuslimu islaman. You're our brother? No, who's? No? Aslama yuslimu islaman fahuwa muslimun. Aslama, he submitted himself. Yuslimu, he is submitting himself. The ism fa'il, the doer, Muslim, the one who submits himself, the submitter, submits to the command and will of Allah. The peaceful one is salim. It's from the word salima. Salima yaslamu salimun. Salim is the one who is peaceful, of salama, of peace. So the literal meaning of Muslim is someone who submits himself totally to the will and command of Allah. And this is what Allah talks about, you know, the two prophets, Ibrahim and Ismail, peace be upon them. You know the long story where Allah talks about, the slaughtering. Ibrahim was ordered and commanded to slaughter his own, sacrifice his own son. The long story we all know. After mentioning the whole episode, Allah used the word aslama for the father. The father, when Allah commanded Ibrahim, peace be upon him, to slaughter and sacrifice his own son, no questions, no ifs and buts. Allah said it, full stop. Submit. And the son Ismail, peace be upon him, he never asked any questions. He could have said, Dad, you know what, why didn't he slaughter sheep? It doesn't make sense. Go and tell your Lord, I mean, is he crazy? You know, slaughtering a human being, your own son? Or you might be deluded, or you might be deceived, or you might have understood wrong. He said, Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Oh my beloved father, do what you have been commanded to do. Don't even hesitate. You will find me from those who have patience and sabr. And it's mentioned that he actually, Ibrahim, Ismail, the son, told the father that, you know what, when you slaughter me, don't put me on my neck, sorry, on my, you know, on the back of my head, you know, put me on my stomach. So that when you see my face, you don't have pity in your heart. And you know, the knife, you might find it difficult. So you don't see my face. Slaughter me from the back. That's why. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينِ. When Allah talks about this, He says, when they both aslama. Not when they both became Muslims. They were already the prophets of Allah. When they both submitted to the will and command of Allah. Islam teaches submission. Total submission. Everything we do from the moment we wake up, the way we pray, the way we eat, the way we drink, the way we do business, the way we trade, the way we marriages, divorces, everything has to be in light of the guidance given by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cultural stuff, it's not a problem. Two things. One, it's not a problem as long as you don't consider it to be part of Islam, you realize it's culture, and number two, it should not go against Islam. Right? Like for example, part, I'm not saying everything of culture is wrong. Culture, I mean, Bengalis like to have fish. Part of the culture. Yeah? I like fish as well. No problem. Doesn't mean now, you can eat it, of course you can eat it. So, as long as you don't give it extra significance, religious significance to it, and as long as something, it's not against the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. So, the point here is that all we need to be Muslims, not by just by name, not by culture, not because we were just born in a Muslim family. We could be born in an Indian family or a Pakistani family, Somalian family, a Kuwaiti family, a Saudi Arabian family, Egyptian family, Syrian family, whatever family we may be born in. But for us, Islam comes over and above everything. Islam is given preference over and above everything. You can be a, you know, Eastern Muslim, you know, from wherever you are, east, south, west, north, Islam comes first. You can be a British person, you can be a Muslim. Islam is before being British, Islam is before being Arab, Islam is before being Indian, it's before being Pakistani, before being Bangladeshi, before being African. Islam comes before everyone, and that solves all the problems. You know, we have all this, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Allah says the only reason why we created you into different tribes and groups, لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another. It's easy, otherwise if everybody was Chinese, it'd be so difficult to realize one another, to recognize one another. We would all look the same. If everybody was Bengali, it would be difficult. If everybody was Indian, it would be difficult. You know, different tribes, diversity is actually good. You learn from different tribes and different groups. And لِتَعَارَفُوا. You know, if you have three people named by the name of Abdullah, one is from Bangladesh, the other one is from China, the third one is from Botswana, for example. So you know, لِتَعَارَفُوا. And then Allah says, إِنَّ أَكَرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable by Allah is the one who has the most fear of Allah. لَا فَضِيلَةَ لَا فَضْلَ لِعَرَبِيٍ عَلَى عَجَمِيٍ. There is no virtue for an Arab over a non-Arab and vice versa. إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ أَحْمَرَ وَلَا أَسْوَدٍ. Hadith of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. إِنَّكَ لَسْتَ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ أَحْمَرَ وَلَا أَسْوَدٍ. You don't become good by your color. You're not good because you're white, because you're black, because you're pink, or you're blue, or you're green. If you get those kind of colors. But anyway, you're not good by the color. There's no virtue in the color of your skin. There's no virtue. إِلَّا أَن تُفَضِّلَهُ بِالتَّقْوَى. Taqwa and the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Allah. That's what makes a person honorable and noble in this life. So, the first point I want you to take with you here today is we need to be active Muslims. You know what active Muslims mean? Not being cultural Muslims. That's the first point I want you to take with you. To be active Muslims. Not someone who's just a Muslim because he was born in a Muslim family. Not just because, you know, you happen to be born in a family where your parents are Muslims. Take Islam as a way of life. Study it. Find out the hikam, the masalih, the wisdoms, the rules of different aspects of Islam. Make Islam a practical part of your life. Make it a full of life. Not just a passive thing. Islam should be active in our lives, not passive. It's not just, we shouldn't just go through the motions. It should be an active thing. Everything, you know, as I said, from the moment we wake up, our life, our work, our jobs, our careers, everything should revolve around Islam. Everything. It's a short life. I'm telling you, once you get into it, then you'll never look back. Seriously, ask the brothers who are into it. Once you get into it, then there's no better place to be in than in the depth of practicing Islam.